Question. What good does it do if we don't do what we know? My quirky stumbles often find their way into Extra Mile Thursdays, like today. So let's start with three things I know about a particular pair of exercise shorts. Number one, I know the shorts have short pockets. Number two, I know things have fallen out of these zipperless pockets before. Number three, I know not to carry anything important in those pockets. So what did I do? Today I chose to forget what I know and carry my credit card in my pocket. Feeling good after an exercise along the beach, I walked to Trader Joe's to pick up a few of my faves: basil pesto, olive tapenade, bananas. The cashier rang me up. The groceries were bagged. I reached into my pocket for my American Express. Card wasn't there. Groceries came out of the bag, and I'm not feeling so well anymore. Of course, a new credit card will arrive, although it will be an annoying and time-wasting hassle to change the automatic payments associated with the lost card. Not following my nose will only have a 60-minute impact on my life. Not a big deal, but it is a big reminder. Individually, we know a bunch of secrets and rules that lead to greater success in multiple areas. Unfortunately, we are consistently lax in following them. And that poses a question. What good does it do if we don't do what we know? What good does it do to know the keys to happiness, health, and success, yet continue to fail to do what we know? Here's three uncomfortable truths. Number one, we are our best enemy. Number two, we are our best drama creator. And number three, we are our best saboteur. And until we start following our nose, why would that ever change?